Live from the Geyer Studio, where combatants battle for the glory of cinema. This is Cinema Wars with your host DJ Ace, only here on WMCO.
Welcome to another round of Cinema Wars! Thank you, Brad.
Oh, yes. Welcome.
It's been a while for you, hasn't it?
It has.
All right.
I had a lot of excess energy.
That really makes me glad I didn't have headphones on.
Yeah, I know, right?
It wasn't too pleasant.
It wasn't terrible on my end.
Anyway, this is Cinema Wars, the entertainment talk show here on WMCO. I'm DJ Ace.
Ow.
And I have three contestants here to debate and argue cinematic topics of every variety.
Debate and argue, as if they were separate things.
Anyway, this week we're going to be discussing the superhero films, but more specifically, we're going to be talking about which superheroes deserve rated R films, because that seems to be a trend that's been happening, and it could be continued.
A trend of
that happened, but it's not something unfamiliar. It's happened before. Bad movies such as Blade and Punisher, but hey, but it's making
a
resurgence.
You uncultured swine. Those are good movies.
Depends on which ones you watch.
All the Blade movies are good.
Debatable.
Every Blade movie.
Anyway, so to meet our contestants, we have Chris.
What up?
Zach.
Hello.
And Brad, who you already met.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah, that is you.
All right, so let's get this thing rolling with your choices. Chris, who is going to make the leap to rated R realms?
Iron Man.
Wow. Okay.
Why? Sorry.
You'll find out.
I did not expect
Iron.
That. All right.
Man.
Brad.
Zach can go.
No, Brad, you're next.
No, Zach, you can go.
I don't care which one of you go at this
point. All right. Red Hood.
Red Hood. Okay. I can see it. All right, Zach.
I'm going to say the Hulk.
Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh.
That would be interesting.
Fascinating. Fascinating. All right. I'm going to give you all about a minute to give me your spiel. So, Chris, why do we need a rated R Iron Man?
Basically put, because it would give Robert Downey Jr. a chance to just make Iron Man an even bigger jerk than he already is.
It's hard
because Tony Stark is just the ultimate jerk in the Avengers.
Is it arguing time yet?
It is not arguing time yet. Not your turn.
He's a rich jerk though.
Yeah, he is a rich jerk, but it would give him a chance to just take it over the top. He could go Deadpool level if they were to give Robert Downey Jr. an R-rated Iron Man film. Just think of that. Iron Man movies are already good. Making it that much better and allowing him to just do whatever the heck he wants. Oh my gosh. I would be too excited.
All right. Brad.
Literally everything Chris said is wrong.
All right. Give me your spiel.
I love you. Literally everything you said is wrong.
You don't love me.
All right. So here's the deal with Red Hood. He started off as a Robin and was killed. Straight up killed in an explosion. First he was killed. He got beat to death by the Joker with a crowbar. And then blown up. And then he got brought back to life and became this... It's very hard to describe him without using vulgarity, which is part of the reason he needs an R-rated film. But he became this super elite assassin trained by a secret order of monks. And his comic book unfolds like what is essentially an 80s movie... mixed with the dark awesomeness that is Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy. And so, getting that on the screen would necessitate an R rating, but also completely blow everybody's minds. But he started off as a Robin, so we're not going to get it here pretty soon. And I'm bitter. That's it.
All right, Zach. The Hulk.
The Hulk, mainly because everybody loves violence.
And everybody loves violence.
You can only have so much violence with PG-13.
That's true.
And a rated R Hulk film would be pretty much the epitome of all types of gory, gloriness, explosions. Explosions, I'm sure there would be all kinds of different scenes that they would be able to kind of take over the top compared to what you've already seen in The Incredible Hulk and all the different Hulk movies that they've made, because you could only show so much without crossing into the realm of R from PG-13. And I think that it's kind of taken away a little bit from the full potential that of what they could do and how much more attention they could get, because I feel like you would have a lot of people leaving a movie theater going, oh, do you remember that scene where this
he
crazy thing happened?
Some dude's head off.
Yeah, like you literally yeah. watch him tear somebody apart. I think it would be fantastic to go watch, and I would probably be one of the first people in line if they ever did release a R-rated Hulk.
All right, well, those are the discussions. So as I like to say in this show, let them fight.
All right. Chris.
I knew it.
Literally everything you said is wrong. One, they cannot make Iron Man a bigger jerk without making him unlikable. It is incredibly hard, if not impossible, to make someone a bigger jerk than the person who literally creates a world-ending machine the way he did Ultron. Two, we do not need more Iron Man films. They are the same film over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Here's the film. Robert Downey Jr. is awesome. He's a playboy who goes and enjoys the parts of life that everybody wants. He's got lots of money. He's got lots of friends. He throws these really big parties. Then he has this great idea to help fix humanity, whether that's making a suit, whether that's making lots of suits, whether that's accidentally inspiring Justin Hammer to, like, do whatever it was that happened in that movie, or whether it's making Ultron. That idea ultimately goes wrong. Shocker. Huge shocker there. Someone has to come in and save him, and he learns a valuable lesson about his own pride. That is every Iron Man film in a nutshell. We don't need more of that. We have four, arguably, of those already. And making it R, the only thing that you would be able to do to up Tony's jerkiness is add a sort of non-consent-y vibe to his partying with all these models and stuff. Now, Zach, on the other hand, I really wish I had chosen Hulk, because dear God, that is a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
I love you, Chris.
It just,
I love you so much.
I cannot see how you could say an Iron Man film have pretty much no familiarity with Brad's choice.
Yeah.
So I can't really argue too much against it, other than I don't. Maybe people would know more about it if they had an R-rated film, if people
well,
would go watch it.
Jason Todd is who Red Hood is, and it's his suit in Batman's case. In, not Suicide Squad.
BVS.
Yeah, BVS. That would shall not be named.
Yeah, but, I mean, I could see an argument for Iron Man, at least. But that's really the only kind of argument you would have, though, for Iron Man, is that you kind of would give Robert Downey Jr. a little bit more freedom to just do whatever he wants, really. I'm not entirely sure that he, at this point, could go too over the top to where people wouldn't like him. Mm-hmm. I think the people that like Iron Man and like Robert Downey Jr. aren't going to stop watching because he became more of a jerk than what he already is. I personally enjoy him, and I have a very similar sense of humor to his, I would say. So I could see an R-rated Iron Man being decent, but I don't think you're going to have as much people being torn to shreds and being smashed and whatnot as you would in an Incredible Hulk R-rated film.
That may be true, but on the other hand, with Iron Man, you would have the opportunity to just watch him blow people to bits with a single missile. Not going to lie, that would be kind of fun.
That's true, but you also get that with a Red Hood film, which has not been done before. The opening sequence of the Red Hood and the Outlaws comic book, which is what I would desperately hope this would be based off of, is Red Hood drops a villain who's attempting to smuggle nukes into Miami, into the said exploding nukes. It's underwater and somehow it's safe, and you don't really get a lot of context for it. But he regularly shoots people between the eyes. He regularly slices people's heads off. He has this whole dream sequence where he has to fight physical manifestations of his past mentors, and that gets really bloody. It's basically an 80s movie, because not a single page goes by, I don't think, without somebody dropping some sort of vulgarity. and so that's why I like the idea of Red Hood, who very little people have heard of. So he's set for not a reboot, but he's set to be able to be introduced to the public. And you get that sort of what you're talking about, that humanity aspect, that because the Hulk is a... To some extent, Bruce Banner can write off whatever the Hulk does as, oh, I was unable to control myself, he's the Hulk. But Iron Man can't do that. Red Hood has that sort of, that humanity story that you can do, and also the fantastic viciousness of Hulk. Now, that being said, there is a storyline in the comic books where Hulk becomes the ruler of... some sort of plan. I don't remember what it's called, but it's called World War Hulk, where it's literally just Hulk in a gladiatorial arena, and like they give him an axe, and it's
Why
fantastic.
Why would he even need an axe?
I don't know, but it was laying there, and he picked it up.
Just adds to the carnage.
Aren't you talking about Planet Hulk?
Yeah, Planet Hulk. I'm sorry, not World War Hulk. I get those two lines mixed up, but
either way.
I'm sorry. I can't help. I have very strong opinions on superhero movies, so I apologize if I hurt your feelings earlier, Chris.
Chris, do you care to defend?
I've been trying to think of an argument while at the same time listening to Brad ramble.
Ramble? I am insulted. That was... Actually, no, yeah, ramble is probably a good word for that.
Yeah. I mean, I think... I like the point that Zach brought up where the people that already love Iron Man and Robert Downey Jr., they're not going to be, like, offended or anything if they try to take him further over the top.
That's true. Yeah.
I really think that since you've already got the correct actor in place with Robert Downey Jr.,
it's a solid point.
It makes it make more sense. It's already something that you could develop. You already have the character in place. The storyline, I agree, could change up a little bit. But that also, I think, in a way, I think making Iron Man an R-rated film would be a way to help change that up. Because there's only so many things that you can do different from the Iron Man standpoint with a PG-13 rating or anything like that to really be able to fully grasp what they would need to do to change things up a little bit with the plot. I think you have to bump it up to the rated R film because it could take you into this mindset of, you know, he's got this ability to just blow people to shreds. You'd be able to see all of that. But then you bring in the mental aspect of it with how does he feel doing this? And I think that's something you can't really explore in a PG-13 setting.
I don't know, because kind of isn't the movie version of Iron Man's whole thing that, like, he wants to create non-lethal weaponry, right?
Basically.
So, why?
So, in a way, you've already got it, but I think you can expand upon it with an R rating.
I see that, but is RDJ on his way out, by the way? This is kind of a side
thing. I'm not quite sure. I've heard rumors of it, but I'm not entirely sure if he is or not.
Here's my problem with Zach's movie.
Oh, thank God.
Here we go.
Is after me. 20 minutes in, I'm hooked, right? Because he's gone through his first change, and he's ripping people to shreds. He's literally tearing people apart. 40 minutes in, nothing has changed. 60 minutes in, nothing has changed. At an hour and 20, I'm going to leave the theater because all it is mindless violence.
That's true. What the first Hulk movie was.
But it doesn't have to be just him ripping people apart.
But that's how you sold it, man.
It's going to happen, and there's going to be a decent amount of it because to me, that would be the whole the main premise of making a Hulk R-rated, an R-rated film. Because you want to physically be able to see him start tearing people to shreds. But I think that they'd be able to go a little bit more with the storyline of him trying to control his changing and trying to be able to do more things in that direction than it would be just, somebody made me mad, I'm going to turn into the Hulk and start ripping people to shreds. I think that wouldn't be the best route to go, is to just have him freaking out the entire time and just ripping people apart left and right and smashing people. But
Well, we're going to have to go to break here, but this is Cinema Wars right here on WMCO 90.7.
It's 7 in the morning. You need to wake up. Coffee is great, but you need music. Tune in to WMCO 90.7 at 7 on Tuesday mornings to hear from me, Bryce Liliveridge. I'll have what's trending online as well as new music, news, weather, sports, and the community calendar. You can also listen on orbitmediaonline.com. Wake up with me here on The Orbit.
Okay, here are three important reasons why your son or daughter should play a sport in high school.
Number one.
High school sports teach valuable life lessons like self-discipline and time management skills.
Two.
Teens who play a high school sport have better grade point averages.
And number three.
High school sports are safer than ever before.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Saturday Light Brigade is a program that airs live from Pittsburgh here on WMCO. It uses games, activities, and storytelling to help children learn communication skills and creative thinking in a fun environment. Also promoting community engagement, listen in with family and friends every Saturday here on 90.7 FM from 6 until noon. That's the Saturday Light Brigade right here on The Orbit.
Cinema Wars rages on here on WMCO 90.7 with your host, DJ Ace.
You're listening to Cinema Wars here on WMCO. I'm DJ Ace with Chris, Brad, and Zach, and we're talking about superheroes that need rated R films, going along with the current trend and rumors that Venom is getting a rated R film, which is kind of interesting. So we're going to continue discussing.
Is that where this came from? I'd actually not heard that.
Yeah, Venom's supposed to get one.
It's a rumor.
A lot of people were upset with how he was portrayed in Spider-Man. So
it's because he was not portrayed well at all.
You mean like Tobey Maguire Spider-Man?
Yeah,
he was. He wasn't great.
We talked about this last week.
Chris is arguing Iron Man, Brad for Red Hood, and Zach for the Hulk. So you guys can continue to have at it.
I haven't heard any positive arguments really from Brad.
I know, right?
Just to point that out. Brad's just been very negative about ours, too.
Okay, all right. But I haven't really heard anything positive. Here's the thing about Red Hood is that you make it like a Kill Bill type movie, like a Quentin Tarantino type All right, so Red Hood and the Outlaws, they play really fast and loose with the magic arrows and bullets that the three use. Because those are the three whatever that they use. And it's hard to argue for something that not a lot of people know. If you guys have been like, yeah, I know who Red Hood is or whatever. But basically imagine, did you guys see John Wick?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, that's not going to be helpful to if these two haven't seen it.
That was great.
All right, imagine John McClane. All right, you guys have seen Die Hard, yes?
Yes.
All right, imagine John McClane is killed and then brought back to life, right? And then given absolutely free reign to do whatever he wants. Then he's also given a super-powered Starfire, who is one incredibly awesome space princess, and Arsenal, who is a sort of smack, fast-talking, sidekick-type person. And they just kind of go about being John McClane and the boys throughout all of space and time. Not time, just kind of all of space. And It's like the viciousness of Hulk mixed with the sort of human aspect of a John Woo movie or a Tarantino movie. And a little bit of guilt there on Arsenal's side in very similar tones to Iron Man. Look, it's hard to describe to people who haven't read the comic.
Yeah, the entire time when you first said it, I was imagining Little Red Riding Hood going through a forest to fight off all the big bad
wolves. That's legitimate.
And then you just started describing it, and to me it sounded like an adult version of Teen Titans.
It is kind of an adult version of Teen Titans. But how awesome was Teen Titans the show?
The first one I liked. Yeah,
we're not going to talk about Go. But like the first, it's kind of the adult version of that. The other thing is that one of the Under the Red Hood is the first arc that we see Red Hood in, and he like single-handedly takes out most of the crime families in Japan, and then comes and starts killing villains in Gotham City. Not Batman style, knocking them down, killing them. He shoots the Riddler between the eyes at one point, and cleaning up Gotham City. And Batman has to find him and be like, "Yo, dog, just my turf. The heck." and then they have this whole emotional re-meeting. I can't words today. I don't know. They did an animated version of it, and it was, I think it got a TV-14 rating, which is a PG-13 equivalent. And I just really want to see that as real. Basically, I came out here to attack you guys.
Basically. Here's one thing I will say against Red Hood.
Ouch.
It's going to be difficult, but I think it's something that makes sense and probably should be brought up. But when you think about Red Hood, we haven't even seen Robin, with the exception of the Red Hood suit in BVS.
That's true.
And you're going to have to create another movie just to introduce Robin. So it's kind of...
Yeah, that's a solid point.
It would be nice to see, but it's going to put more work into it before we even get to that point, just because between the Christopher Nolan trilogy and now BVS...
We saw Robin a little bit in Christopher Nolan trilogy. At the very end, it was like...
I wouldn't count that, but you have to introduce Robin as a legitimate person in this universe before you can even think about Red Hood.
Here's a real question. Which Robin?
Yeah, that's the other thing. That is a good question. Is that if you're going to introduce one of them, you got to introduce...
Yeah.
There's five of them.
There's five of them?
There's at least five, and possibly eight if you're counting one-offs and whatnot.
Right.
Yeah, I have a lot of free time on my hands when I was in high school. But yeah, you make a solid point. There's no casting for it. There's no basis for it besides the one glimpse of the suit that we saw in BVS. And then you'd have to introduce all the other Robins as well, and that would be a problem. Whereas Hulk already has a legitimate actor in Mark Ruffalo. And
so much better than the original.
Yeah.
Better
than Lou Ferrigno or better than Eric Bana?
Whichever one was the one before Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
So Eric Bana.
Agreed. Definitely. For sure.
Oh, man.
And Iron Man does have RDJ, but RDJ might be on his way out.
That's true. But the one thing I would say for Zach's movie is that I feel like if you threw in like some of the Hulk's like villains, then it might be a little bit more interesting than running around blowing stuff up. Well, that was a fun argument, guys. But as they say, there can only be one.
True that.
Pick two.
Except that pick two. But they're two different points, and one's greater than
the
other.
Yeah, what was that nonsense I heard about last week?
Yeah, all right. So for the point of argumentation, I will, in fact, be giving this one to Brad.
Yeah.
Shocker.
It seemed like that was an easy one.
And for the point of creativity,
also to Brad.
I'll give it to Zach.
All right, that was well done. Good, sir.
All right, now it's time to move on to the bonus round. So it's a really quick round with one quick question. You get 30 seconds to tell me why, and then I'll pick one of you to win.
3 seconds?
30.
30.
30, okay.
My movie is butt.
Yeah. All right, so the bonus round is... The bonus round question is, what superhero deserves a movie that doesn't already have one?
A solo movie was the implication.
It doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
All right, so we will start with Chris.
I actually forgot my choice.
Dang it, Chris! Focus! Stop falling asleep.
Come He's back too to worried me. About food.
Yeah,
it's true.
I'm hungry, guys.
It's right. very...
Zach, what did you pick?
I'm going to go with Animal Man.
Oh, there we go. That's what yep. I'd like to see.
Just because there's a lot you can go off the storyline with it. I mean, he's a guy that can just change into any sort of animal that you want. I feel like it'd be pretty easy to make one movie out of it. Doesn't necessarily have to be like all these other movies that they string into 3, 4, 5, 6 movies where it's basically the same premise. They just reboot it, kind of like the Spider-Man movies.
Over and over and over again.
I mean, for at least one movie, I think you can make one pretty good movie out of a man being able to change into any animal, and I think it would be a decent movie. For right. at least once.
Brad.
Black Widow.
Alrighty.
Female James Bond should be the only thing I need to say to win this argument.
Plus Scarlett Johansson.
Plus, yeah, not just any female James Bond. Scarlett Johansson, who was a fantastic choice for Black Widow. We could look into a little bit into her origin stories, but what I'd like to see that is more in flashbacks. The movie just kind of being a James Bond type of thing where she's like... undercover or on mission, and she's really Casino Royale is what I want, and she's playing poker and winning and awesome music in the background and fancy cars and beautiful men and women and a little bit of Winter Soldier stuff in there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be
and,
cool.
And fans have been wanting a movie that
yes.
for a long time.
Yes, for forever.
And actually, what the line that comes to mind is in the first Avengers with Hawkeye and Black Widow, and she's like, just like Budapest, remember?
Yeah,
and he's
that's
like,
right.
You and I have a very different memory
of Budapest.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, so
that's what I want.
I want to see that. Okay. Chris, did you figure it out?
Yeah.
All right, what is it?
Martian Manhunter.
Oh, yeah! I'm sorry. I should not argue for you.
Anyway, Chris, why?
Because he is one of the traditional original seven members of the Justice League. And he's not even going to be in the first Justice League movie. Rumor has it that he might not be in the Justice League movies at all, which is just ignorant. So if anyone's deserving of it, it's one of the original seven. Because without him, the Justice League really wouldn't be... as good as it was, I think. Obviously, they're all collectively, they all make up the Justice League and all that. But the Martian Manhunter, especially back in the animated cartoon, the original Justice League cartoon, he really brings the level-headedness that the others of the group don't have. And I think not including that in the new Justice League universe with DC is going to... diminish the quality, I think. So
say it again.
He needs to be included in the universe and needs to have his own movie.
All right. Well, hallelujah. Those are the choices and all things in mind. I'm going to have to give it to Chris. If not, because of Brad's outbursts of agreement.
Pulled that one from my butt.
Well, he's basically Superman, except his weakness is fire, not some random rock.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And twice as awesome.
And he can shapeshift.
Yeah, and like do a thing that Superman can't do, which is pretty awesome.
This has been Cinema Wars here on WMCO 90.7. Catch us on Friday nights at 6 and 10.
The war is far from over. Tune in next week at 6 and 10 in the evening here on WMCO 90.7 for the next round of Cinema Wars.
Next time on Cinema Wars for Double Points, contestants will pitch their dream reboot movie. The views and opinions expressed on Cinema Wars are not associated with Muskingum University, Orbit Media, WMCO, Orbit TV, and the Black and Magenta. Stay tuned for Cinema Central Superhero Movie Talk right here on WMCO.